What's up, loser? It's Yabrowski. Oh no, I'm just, I don't know. I felt like checking out your room for a minute. Alright. yeah. So, what are you up to here? Are you writing in your diary? Or are you making homework or anything? Cool. No, I was just stopping by because I was a little bored, and it seemed like you were having fun in here, and you know, I was curious, and I thought to myself, huh, I haven't been in my sibling's room for a long time, so I thought, yeah, let's take a look. See if they know anything interesting for me to do or anything. But it seems like you are as bored as I am. Huh. Oh well, I'm just gonna stick around anyway. So, you got any new games or books or anything? Come on, give me something interesting to see. Do you have any new stories for me, or you know, things that you can tell me that are at least not as boring as you? Oh well, tell me all about him. Oh come on, you can't just stop with, come on, you gotta You gotta enlighten me on that stuff, you know? And I'm your brother. I've gotta know about that stuff. I've gotta know who he is, what he does, who he hangs around with, and I wanna protect you. Come on, please tell me. I won't scare him away. No, I won't go after him like last time. No. Okay, just please tell me about him. He sounds like a really great guy. So, you guys are dating? No. Then what are you doing? Oh, you just have a crush on him. My little sip has a crush on a guy. How interesting. So, is he handsome? Mm-hmm. And, is he cute? Oh boy. Well, you know, it seems like he is kinda cute. Mm-hmm, the way you're talking about him. Well, if things don't work out between you, you can just send them to me, alright? No, I'm just kidding, but you know, I am bi, you know, and I wouldn't mind a handsome guy hanging around in my house, you know. I'm kidding, he's all yours, I'm not gonna snatch away your crush. No, I promise. So, I was thinking, maybe you'd like to play some video games with me. Yeah, just hop on over to my room. We can have a room play date kind of thing. But we're siblings, not a date. You know what I mean. Sounds good, right? Awesome. I'll get the controllers and, and can you grab us some drinks from the kitchen? Awesome. That's gonna be lit. See you in a minute, alright? Great. Oh, did you bring any snacks? Oh, come on, why not? Snacks are the most important thing in a productive gaming session. Everybody knows that. No. Come on, go back to the kitchen and grab us some snacks. Please. please. Okay. So freaking annoying, you know. But I guess I should have thought about that when I invited you to my room. Yeah. Just grab another controller and I'll start it up for us. Okay? So what do you want to do? You want to race me? Or I don't know. You can fight me if you want to. I have Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, actually, it doesn't look like you're so interested in the video games. Huh. Oh, what's wrong? No, come on. I'll put down my controller. You can tell me. Hey. If something's wrong, you can tell me. I'm your big brother. I'm here for you. What? Something at school. Okay. What happened at school? Is it something with your friends? Oh. Were they... I don't know, were they... saying mean things about you again? Well, it's important not to listen to them, okay? They don't know what they're talking about. Dude, you are awesome, and you know it. I know it. Our whole family knows it. Oh, come here. Yeah, it does make me a little sad that you're sad. I want to protect you. You know, we sip-sips, we have to stick together, you know. I know I can be mean sometimes, but I don't mean anything by it. Okay, I'm just saying that to annoy you a little. Because I want to get a reaction out of you. Because I like you. You know, I like spending time with you, and I care about you. Hey, you're the only sibling I have. I have to care about someone, don't I? And I'm sorry about the whole snatching your crush away from you. I didn't mean it that way, you know. But I wouldn't mind hot boys coming over every once in a while, you know. Wow. Now that I think about it, we haven't hugged in like, what, 11 years? I don't know. How old are you even? I don't think we've ever hugged. Well, it was about time, don't you think? This is nice, you know. I guess we never really, oh boy. I guess we never really talked about Mom, huh? Do you think now is the right time? Because I don't wanna, like... I don't want to force us into that conversation, but if you want to talk about it, I think now is a great time. Look, we've all been shocked by what happened, and it all happened so suddenly, but we have got to move on, Sip Sip. You know, we're all sad. I can feel you're the most sad of us all, and you haven't really given it a place, but, you know, we've got to move on, okay? Look, she passed away like 2 months ago, it's okay to mourn her, but I think we still have to move on, you know? You've been in your room for most of the time. You don't do too well at school. And your friends are kinda taking the piss with you and stuff, and it just makes me very sad to see how closed off you are. You know, I remember you being so fun and lighthearted. Well, yeah, when Mom passed away, that changed, and that makes me so sad to see. You know, I think you've got to do it for me and for Dad, you know. Dad's been not feeling too well either, and I don't want this family of ours to, like, collapse under it. I know it's hard for the both of you, but I kinda wanna get us back in the good spirit, you know? It used to be so fun in house. And now we're all just in our room doing our own stuff, you know? Just living next to each other and not with each other. I don't like that. I want my family back. I really do. Well, I guess this hug of ours that we share at this moment is kind of a nice start to that, don't you think? Come here. Just remember that me and Dad will always be there for you, okay? If you promise that you'll be there for me. Okay. Thank you for hugging me and letting me a little into your life. I know it doesn't mean much, like talking about crushes and you coming over for video games. I know that doesn't mean much, and it's all small things, but it means a lot to me that we can be open to each other again. I love that. Thank you for being so open with me. Now, how about I beat your ass in my video games before we get all sentimental again? All right.